updated. It's cyclical. Loss of trust contributes to the homicides of unarmed black citizens by fearful or angry white police officers, and to the murders of officers by angry blacks, which further diminishes trust between citizens and law enforcement. When trust disappears, no one's life matters. Washington Post, October 2017. @ Reality Audit 2024. This email has a spoken voice narrative audio media available at http://office-of-justice-programs-reality-audit-life. Last modified size description. Parent directory dash. Resources dash needed, slash. If you all would focus on finding a resource and research the topic fully, put an end to organized gang stalking. This will start to heal the erosion of trust lost in the tear and the cohesion of our fabrics of our fragile society internal of our communities. Mass gun shootings would decline to the end of this mighty position in the possession of trust and truth. Index of slash OG slash resources dash needed. Name last modified size description parent directory dash. Updated OG 33 minutes audio. 2024-02-056098.0m. http://office-of-justice-programs-reality-audit-life/og/%5b-resources-needed%5/updated-og. Og audio 33 menu. Thank you for reading and slash or listening. 2024-02-056098. Forwarded message, dash. From realofhuman.net, realofhuman.net, @gmail.com. Date, Sunday, February 4, 2024, 10:37 p.m. Subject, Human Subjects Protection Officer, Protection from Gang Stalking? How many people go missing every year in the United States? 2. Cheryl Crawford Watson, Office of the Chief Science Advisor, cheryl.crawford.watson@ojp.snoj.gov. How many people go missing every year in the United States? Many are individuals that may not realize they are being subjected to a systemic scheme, well documented, known as gang stalking. According to the National Missing and Unidentified Persons, NAMIS, database, which is funded by the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 600,000 people go missing annually. Approximately 4,400 unidentified bodies are recovered each year. https://worldpopulationreview.com. Missing Persons by State 2024-World Population Review. What is the leading cause of death by firearm in the United States? You don't think these have direct relevance? https://www.parasarc.org/riad/2023/04/26/with-the-data-says-about-gun-deaths-and-the-u-slash. What share of U.S. gun deaths are murders and what share are suicides? Though they tend to get less public attention than gun-related murders, suicides have long accounted for the majority of U.S. gun deaths. In 2021, 54% of all gun-related deaths in the U.S. were suicides, 26,328, while 43% were murders, 20,958, according to the CDC. The remaining gun deaths that year were accidental, 549. Involved law enforcement, 537, or had undetermined circumstances, 458. Q. What is causing mass gun shooting? Google it. Q. What are we missing? A. The erosion of trust. https://www.washingtonpost.com/outlook/how-the-erosion-of-trust-leads-to-murders-and-mass-shootings/2017/10/06/380-2CC4B2-91E-11A7-92D1-58C702D2D970 5 story HTML. How the erosion of trust leads to murders and mass shootings. Perspective by Randolph Roth. Randolph Roth is a professor of history and sociology at Ohio State University and the author of American Homicide. October 6, 2017 at 10:41 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Clock. This article was published more than 6 years ago. Outlook Washington Post. How the erosion of trust leads to murders and mass shootings. Perspective by Randolf Roth. Randolf Roth is a professor of history and sociology at Ohio State University and the author of American Homicide. October 6, 2017 at 10:41 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. When society is functioning well, we should, at the very least, be able to trust that the people around us won't try to kill us. And yet, after a mass shooting, we may wonder. We may worry in the subsequent days and weeks as we send our kids off to school, ride public transportation to work, join the crowd at a concert, settle into the pews at church. For some people, that fear may mean avoiding certain places, at least for a time. For others, it means arming themselves in defense. After the 2015 shooting in San Bernardino, California, gun sales spiked most in the immediate vicinity, suggesting that safety concerns, more than concerns about potential changes to gun laws, drove those purchases. But while we all know from experience that shootings can lead to faltering trust, the reverse appears to be true as well. My research has found that declining trust in our institutions, our social structures and one another leads to more lethal violence, including mass murder. As abstract as these sentiments may seem, they predispose certain people to kill. In fact, they explain homicide rates better than any other factor, including unemployment, guns, drugs or a permissive justice system. When we lose faith in our government and political leaders, when we lack a sense of kinship with others, when we feel we just can't get a fair shake, it affects the confidence with which we go about our lives. Small disagreements, indignities and disappointments that we might otherwise brush off may enrage us, generating hostile, defensive and predatory emotions, and in some cases give way to violence. This may be rooted in our biology. Primate studies have shown that apes and monkeys secrete more of the hormones that cause or facilitate aggression, and less of the hormones that deter aggression, when their tribes experience political instability, faction fighting and struggles for dominance. People who suffer from dangerous forms of mental illness, who have experienced severe reversals in their lives or who have suicidal thoughts are most vulnerable when these feelings course through society, as Adam Langford describes in The Myth of Martyrdom. They are more likely to lash out, as we have seen in case after case of mass murder. Some mass killers have written manifestos detailing their grievances with the U.S. government. Yet the relationship between trust and homicide is seldom so explicit. Everyday murderers don't stop to cite distrust of government or their fellow citizens as a reason they killed. Few homicides are motivated directly by political conflict or political feelings, anyway. But the link between trust in government and homicide rates is evident everywhere, across centuries. In England, for instance, 60,000 voting rights demonstrators gathered in Manchester in 1819 to demand the right to elect their own representatives in Parliament. They were viciously attacked by militiamen on horseback wielding sabers. 11 people were killed outright, countless others were wounded. The homicide rate in England and Wales doubled over the next 5 years, and it remained high throughout the years of agitation for voting rights. But when the Second Reform Act passed in 1867, enfranchising propertyless household heads in urban areas, the homicide rate fell suddenly by half, and when the Third Reform Act passed in 1884, enfranchising propertyless household heads in rural areas, the rate fell suddenly by half again. Empowerment, inclusion and faith in government mattered. Criminologist Richard Rosenfeld has further suggested that the rise in murders in certain U.S. cities in 2015 is better explained by a loss of trust and a decline in the legitimacy of the justice system than by the heroin epidemic. The slight drop in the prison population or supposedly less aggressive policing after Ferguson. When persons do not trust the police to act on their behalf and to treat them fairly and with respect, they lose confidence in the formal apparatus of social control and become more likely to take matters into their own hands, Rosenfeld wrote in a 2016 report for the Justice Department. Lack of confidence in the police among African-Americans predates the recent police killings in Ferguson, Cleveland, New York and elsewhere. But it is likely to be activated by such incidents, transforming long-standing latent grievances into an acute legitimacy crisis. It's cyclical. Loss of trust contributes to the homicides of unarmed black citizens by fearful or angry white police officers, and to the murders of officers by angry blacks, which further diminishes trust between citizens and law enforcement. When trust disappears, no one's life matters. Read in full from Washington Post.
https://www.washington-post-comms/outlook/how-the-erosion-of-trust-leads-to-murders-and-mass-shootings/2017/10/06/382-CC4B2-91-11-7-92D1-58C702D2D975-story-html. This article has a spoken voice narrative in full available at the following multi-party peace-building video playlist. https://www.youtube.com/watch/v=f/cat/4/enlist=pl9fplpdap/nxfvh90/24mz/umfj.tmlg/index=4. Q. Where is the social bias that prevents us from having a factual conversation lost? A. We allowed and continue to allow gang stalking unaddressed. You given me no answers to these questions because of your own organized irresponsibility. This message will generate no response. CC, Lincoln Post. Don't you think it is time we stop existing Rule 230 and shove this into a Office of Justice programs on the development of how to stop gang stalking and mass gun shootings? On Sunday, February 4, 2024, 10:26 p.m. RealUpHuman.net. realofhuman.net@gmail.com, wrote. Dear Ms. Watson. 3 months ago, I have opened a public subject at the following open page containing your involvement of responsibility. See Wicked Problem. Wicked problems are problems with many interdependent factors making them seem impossible to solve. Because the factors are often incomplete, in flux, and difficult to define, solving wicked problems requires a deep understanding of the stakeholders involved, and an innovative approach provided by design thinking. https://www.interaction-design.org. What are wicked problems? The Interaction Design Foundation. https://nmwikipedia.org/wiki/wicked-problem. Wicked Problem. Article. In planning and policy, a wicked problem is a problem that is difficult or impossible to solve because of incomplete, contradictory, and changing requirements that are often difficult to recognize. It refers to an idea or problem that cannot be fixed, where there is no single solution to the problem, and wicked denotes resistance to resolution, rather than evil. 1. Another definition is a problem whose social complexity means that it has no determinable stopping point. 2. Moreover, because of complex interdependencies, the effort to solve one aspect of a wicked problem may reveal or create other problems. Due to their complexity, wicked problems are often characterized by organized irresponsibility. https://www.linkedin.com/post/james-driscoll-26@29b29bi-reached-out-to-dash-the-federal-department-of-activity-7138754445781229568-eotx-udm-source=share-on-utm-medium=member-android. 0 notifications total. James Driscoll. Dash. James Driscoll. Comma U. Dash. Tumo. I reached out to the Federal Department of Justice /Office of Justice Programs with the following text. Comma forwarded message. Dash. From Martin Hauser, faxdomptly.hadidon.id@gmail.com. Date, Thursday, December 7th. 2023, 5:05 p.m. Subject, 3 Most Wisdom-Wise Public Service Employees, 1, 2, and 3. 2, Brett Chapman, Social Science Analyst Office, OJP, brett.chapman@ojp.snoj.gov, Cheryl Crawford Watson, Office of the Chief Science Advisor, cheryl.crawford.watson@ojp.snoj.gov. Lee Mockensturm, Ritter/Editor-Office of Communications and Operations, Lee.Mockensturm@ojp.snoj.gov. @Cheryl Crawford Watson, Office of the Chief Science Advisor. You are the key as Chief Science Advisor, which goes to research and investigate the underpinnings of a wicked problem. Truth is truth. A development of law enforcement standards of toolcraft outputs repeats and pattern recognition cycles. Random occurrence is not likely the source of the chaos and harassment targeted individuals of gang stalking receive on a daily basis. So its eventual termination. When will the United States Department of Justice take a standing position to first most properly define gang stalking and second to understand its complexity and its prowess? Finally, to find light at the end of the tunnel vision blindness that prosecutes gang stalking to its internal and external eventual termination. When can this occur? CDC info, topic World AIDS Day 2023, housing, affordable housing options, openings for relocation from San Bernardino to Los Angeles with LGBT plus and HIV, healthcare qualifications and concerns. Seeking an attorney A, CDC 3051410-V0X3L4, CRM 08203969. Audio narrative. Thank you for confirming. https://linkedin/7tqtja. Audio narrative. Court case of the century. https://linkedin/jwardit. A total of 4 hours investment time on this expose a redirection of an undishlyable deliverance of the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Your public need to honor a commitment to enforce and enhance such law enforcement measures. Thank you. Sincerely. James Martin Driscoll. West Hollywood, CA, USA. Like. 1. 1 comment. Reactions. Like. Like. Comment. Repost. Send. 105 impressions. View analytics. James Driscoll. Open emoji keyboard. Current selected sort order is most relevant. Most relevant. James Driscoll. View James Driscoll's profile. Author. 3W. This is an updated audio to the introduction placed here on LinkedIn. http://sriletiauditlife/medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/gov/forwarded-message-002-ug. Please open and listen. See more. Like. Reply. James Driscoll status is online messaging. You are on the messaging overlay. Press enter to minimize it. Compose message. You are on the messaging overlay. Press enter to minimize it. Type to search for connections and conversations. Search messages. Focused. Other. Attention screen reader users, messaging items continuously update. Please use the tab and shift plus tab keys instead of your up and down arrow keys to navigate between messaging items. LinkedIn member. LinkedIn member. February 3rd. Open the options list in your conversation with James Driscoll and LinkedIn member. This message may contain unwanted or harmful content. Western Governors University. Western Governors University. February 3rd. Open the options list in your conversation with Western Governors University. Sponsored looking to change lives through a healthcare career? LinkedIn member. LinkedIn member. January 17th. Open the options list in your conversation with James Driscoll and LinkedIn member. Via Artemis Lunar Base Development and Human Occupied Sustained Lunar Development, SLD. This message may contain unwanted or harmful content. Gabe Derry means status is reachable. Gabe Derry means. January 11th. Open the options list in your conversation with Gabe Derry means and James Driscoll. Message request accepted. Julie Harris. Julie Harris. January 9th. Open the options list in your conversation with Julie Harris and James Driscoll. I need your assistance in disability advocacy. Andrew Lustig. Andrew Lustig. January 8th. Open the options list in your conversation with Andrew Lustig and James Driscoll. You, pause here. Mpotapow. Mpotapow. January 7th. Open the options list in your conversation with, Zero, and James Driscoll. You, use of Mpotapo in your namesake. Of course we are talking about the African Adinkra. I am in the United States and building Adinkra-oriented contact networking here on LinkedIn. My name is James Martin Driscoll. I would like to tell you a story you may have a hard time wrapping your head around as long as LinkedIn seems to have my account out of suspension. LinkedIn member. LinkedIn member. January 7th. Open the options list in your conversation with LinkedIn member and James Driscoll. You. I need help reporting this to law enforcement. Sherry Turner, MD, MPH. Sherry Turner, MD, MPH. January 1st. Open the options list in your conversation with Sherry Turner, MD, MPH and James Driscoll. Meet the press-New Year's Eve. Free-equal. free dash equal January 1st. Open the options list in your conversation with Zero and James Driscoll. You, San Bernardino Police Department has several black marks against them. My hometown's police force enforcement attitude is backwards. The San Bernardino Police Department allows gang stalking. https://www.detroit.com/stalking/commence/9c8/San Bernardino Police Department allows gang stalking according to a user exchange on Reddit. Lambda Legal. December 27, 2023. Open the options list in your conversation with Zero and James Driscoll. You, please. San Bernardino Police Department. December 25, 2023. Open the options list in your conversation with Zero and James Driscoll. You, does this social media platform on LinkedIn have a human caretaker? Okoro Charles. December 21, 2023. Open the options list in your conversation with Okoro Charles and James Driscoll. You, here is a news report. Bullying on steroids. https://iout2/mugazdflsgc=miss6cg4ocn. U.S. Department of Homeland Security. December 12, 2023. Open the options list in your conversation with U.S. Department of Homeland Security and James Driscoll. You, dear DHS, by contacting you in this manner, I am most likely putting myself in greater danger being a targeted individual of gang stalking. Let us not mince words. The research found at the National Institute of Health on the subject of gang stalking demonstrates that gang stalking is real and not mass paranoia. I have contacted the United States Justice Office of Justice Programs via email, but no one responds. This problem unaddressed is causing mass gun shooters as people who are targeted individuals lose their trust in society to get out of the trap, or virtual prison, walls that has no escape from the informational quarantine that this government has erected such illegal barriers to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Stop Organized Stalking Act. Gang stalking by at least on a national scope focus. Acknowledge gang stalking as a crime and seriously as it affects our society a matter of national security. It would go a long way just to publicly acknowledge the problem of gang stalking on in law enforcement level downward to all of our nation. What is before us bestowed from a time when isolationist beliefs and white power involved in the continued racism we bear ourselves in police policy in this nation. I am stuck not able to report gang stalking to my local police as in these links. San Bernardino Police Department allows gang stalking. https://www.detroit.com/stalking/commence/9c8/San Bernardino Police Department allows gang/. What is gang stalking? My law questions dash fact check. https://www.mylawquestions.com/lit-is-gang-stalking/htm. Prevalence of white supremacists in law enforcement demands drastic change. https://www.reuters.com/legal/government/prevalence-white-supremacists-law-enforcement-demands-drastic-change-2022-05-12/near-research-on-gang-stalking. Google, Ni Gang Stalking, https://www.google.com/sarq=ni+gang-stalking. The Phenomenology of Group Stalking, Gang-Stalking, a Content Analysis of Subjective Experiences. https://www.bnlm.gov/articles/pmc7178134/3, results 3.1. Length of stalking. None of the writers of the narratives described their experiences as having ended. All 50 authors stated or implied that they had been gang-stalked for lengthy periods of time. For example, one mentioned being seen by 7 psychologists during the period of being targeted, another described having been targeted whilst living in 3 different countries. The shortest case was described as having begun in the last few months and the longest as continuing for more than 22 years. There are 2 more new papers determining that gang stalking is real and not a mass delusion or mass paranoia. There is no such thing in the first place. https://www.reuters.com/article/fact/check-coronavirus/psychologist/fact-no-evidence-formation-psychosis-say-experts-speaking-to-reuters-IDUSL1N2TN1RS/match-media-subjects-hashtag-text-equals-there-is-no-evidence-to-mindless-or-non-percent-to-individualistic-ways. He added, but telling people who disagree with you that they are deluded and in a state of psychosis is essentially a device to silence them and a form of disrespect. It alienates and hence undermines an attempt at dialogue. It isn't an explanation of the problem, it is part of the problem. Linguistic analysis of online communication about a novel persecutory belief system, gang stalking, mixed methods study https://www.nglm.gov/article/pmc7980115/ is a library. NLM provides access to scientific literature. Inclusion in an NLM database does not imply endorsement of, or agreement with, the contents by NLM or the National Institutes of Health. Learn more, PMC Disclaimer PMC Copyright Notice J. Med Internet Res. 2021 March, 23, 3, E25722. Published online 2021 March 5th OI, 10.2196/25722 PMC ID, PMC 7980115 PMID. 33,666,560 Linguistic analysis of online communication about a novel persecutory belief system, gang stalking, mixed methods study monitoring editor, Rita Q. Kafka reviewed by Jen Wintan Andrew Lustig, MD, MSc, Match Media Subjects Hashtag 1, 2 Gavin Brooks, PhD, Match Media Subjects Hashtag 3 and Daniel Hunt, Match Media Subjects Hashtag 4 Andrew Lustig, Department of Psychiatry, Faculty of Medicine, University of Toronto, 1051 Queen Street West, Toronto, on, M6J1H3, Canada, phone, 1-416-535-8501, X32841. Email, ac.hmac@gifsel.wordna. Author information article notes copyright and license information PMC disclaimer abstract background gang stalking is a novel persecutory belief system whereby those affected believe they are being followed, stalked, and harassed by a large number of people, often numbering in the thousands. The harassment is experienced as an accretion of innumerable individually benign acts such as people clearing their throat, muttering under their breath, or giving dirty looks as they pass on the street. Individuals affected by this belief system congregate in online for it to seek support, share experiences, and interact with other like-minded individuals. Such people identify themselves as targeted individuals. Results: the gang stalking forum served as a site of discursive contest between two opposing worldviews. One is that gang stalking is a widespread, insidious, and centrally coordinated system of persecution employing community members, figures of authority, and state actors. This was the dominant discourse in the study corpus. The opposing view is a medicalized discourse supporting gang stalking as a form of mental disorder. Contributors used linguistic practices such as presupposition, nominalization, and the use of specialized jargon to construct gang stalking as real and external to the individual affected. Although contributors generally rejected the notion that they were affected by mental disorder, in some instances, they did label others in the forum as impacted/affected by mental illness if their accounts were deemed to be too extreme or bizarre. Those affected demonstrated a concern with accumulating evidence to prove their position to incredulous others. Conclusions: the study found that contributors to the study corpus accomplished a number of tasks. They used linguistic practices to co-construct an internally coherent and systematized persecutory belief system. They advanced a position that gang stalking is real and contested the medicalizing discourse that gang stalking is a form of mental disorder. They supported one another by sharing similar experiences and providing encouragement and advice. Finally, they commiserated over the challenges of proving the existence of gang stalking. Social semiotics of gang stalking evidence videos on YouTube. Multimodal discourse analysis of a novel persecutory belief system https://pubmed.nlm.gov/34673523 Will you please respond to me to carry on a conversation please? Thank you sincerely James Martin Driscoll San, Bernardino CA USA. Deanna Cargill. December 11, 2023. Open the options list in your conversation with the Anna Cargill and James Driscoll. You, thank you. Good luck to you too. Brennan Center for Justice. Brennan Center for Justice. December 11, 2023. Open the options list in your conversation with, 0, and James Driscoll. You, https://theorganizedstalkingchicago.blogspot.com/2015/02/with-his-organized-stalking-html==1fbi-organized-stalking-chicago-illinois/stonewalling-corruption-et-al. Wednesday, February 18, 2015. What is organized stalking? What is gang organized stalking? FBI, DEA, USM, et al. What is gang stalking? Except, Mike German. Mike German was a decorated FBI agent who specialized in counter-terrorism. He left the agency after 16 years, when he became a whistle-blower. He had discovered that fellow officers were violating wiretapping regulations. When he reported that to his supervisors, his accusations were ignored, and his career was effectively frozen. Apparently, his experience was not unique in an agency which values secrecy more than ethics. Dash, my inquiry here deserves a response. Thank you. Crisis Text Line. Crisis Text Line. December 9, 2023. Open the options list in your conversation with, 0, and James Driscoll. You, Match Media Subjects Hashtag Big Man Killing Tech Bug https://iout2/gapra0znec=k2lscguxgys4pio. Sydney Thompson. Sydney Thompson. December 8, 2023. Open the options list in your conversation with Sydney Thompson and James Driscoll. Dr. Alifi, presentation regarding site Jabra reviews on crisis text line. LinkedIn member. LinkedIn member. December 8, 2023. Open the options list in your conversation with LinkedIn member and James Driscoll. You, Dr. Noble, last time I attempt this before I have to file lawsuit that maintains my Convention for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities Article 12 legal capacity. Disability inclusion. I swear. Last time we interacted on this site I got my account suspended. Be it that injustice the wrongdoing is being held against me in silence. Apparently they released my account suspension and I was able to create an account. I tried several times and it will always went to the same default message requiring me to submit my ID, which I did. They promised that human involvement at LinkedIn customer service to analyze the situation. It never happened. So I'm trying this again. I had 10 years over 10 years of paid subscription sacrificed. Seriously people, I'm the one professional. Complaints about me are unfounded. All you're trying to do is shut me up and you don't want to talk about things. These things are taboo. But they are things. They are not a delusion. As professional as the site is supposed to be, there are actual company names with the word fuck in them. I'm not instructing you, doctor. I'm not advising you of anything, it's just to communicate. Stop blocking. It's hurtful and hateful, mom. This URL is valid, http://dr-alfie-m-breland-noblet-at-fucked-up-human.life. Web mem space container location of the at grew up network dash used in Patapho peace slash reconciliation binding, considered temporary affixed to named identities dash your response of responsibility is expected dash silence is not accepted dash quote the truth hurts but silence kills dash Mark Twain plus slash it is strictly a play audio page. It has a way to play the audio as a direct URL. That URL is http://relatire-life/all-work-data-fill-type-archivist/ogig/this-is-it-shit-this-is-it-declinable-deliverance-of-the-truth-jan-100-2022-org. Please reply both in public and here to begin to unite causes of concern over these grave circumstances. Thank you, yours truthfully, James Martin Driscoll, written from West Hollywood, CA, USA. Patrick Eversole. Patrick Eversole. December 8, 2023. Open the options list in your conversation with James Driscoll and Patrick Eversole. You sent a post. Stephen Sarembe. Stephen Sarembe. December 7, 2023. Open the options list in your conversation with Stephen Sarembe and James Driscoll. You, apparently they have allowed me to pull my account back so I can be online here on LinkedIn. They were requiring me to update my ID with him and I did it several times but they never restored my account. They still have not restored my account but at least I'm able to log in with my real name. Grinder. Grinder. November 15, 2023. Open the options list in your conversation with Zero and James Driscoll. You, thank you.